This morning, we welcome in Daylene Skates from Habitat for Humanity to start off the show. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fantastic. How about you?
I'm not too bad. Not too bad. My twins are turning three today.
Awesome. Happy birthday, kids.
Yeah. So I told my wife last night, I was like, well, we made it 3 years.
Yeah. Look at you go.
I didn't know we'd make it 3 years. It flew by, but we did survive. So it was good. It's good.
Well, they're adorable, so you've done good, Dad.
I credit that to my wife,
well,
for sure.
Well, of course you do.
Let's talk Habitat for Humanity. You guys, you know, we think of, obviously, building homes, and you guys are certainly doing that. That's not to be lost and forgotten about, but you guys have a restore that is, you're kind of breaking ground on this.
Oh, my gosh. It's so exciting. We signed paperwork yesterday on a building. So now it's as real as it gets. The utility company called me and said, we need to get that in your name. So apparently it's a thing.
So you've got bills.
Yeah, I've got bills already. But
where's it going to be at?
It's going to be south of the old Carhartt retail lumber. There's those two buildings that are over there on Sycamore. Mm-hmm. One will be our new construction warehouse, and the other one will be the ReStore. Okay. Do you know what a ReStore is, Tanner?
Well, is this the one of the Carhartt buildings?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that big one right there. Yep. Yes. I know exactly where you're talking. It's a nice building.
Yeah, they're on the south side of Front Street there. So,
no, what is a ReStore?
So a ReStore is a resale store. Okay. So let's say that you and your lovely bride are sick to death of your bathroom vanity. Nothing wrong with it. She just wants something new, and you're going to make her happy by getting it.
That's right. I can't see this scenario popping up ever.
There's nothing wrong with the old one. You don't want to throw it away, so you donate it to the Habitat ReStore. We sell that and use the proceeds from that sale to build new houses. We're going to have furniture, building materials, cabinets, electrical, plumbing, that sort of thing.
So, very good.
So construction stuff and home decor and furniture.
So are you already getting some supplies in?
So here's the way this works. When you apply to Habitat International to have a ReStore, they go through the whole process. You do a financial pro forma, a business plan, and you have to start collecting donations for 9 months before you open to make sure that you've got plenty of inventory.
That makes sense.
So when my board said, yeah, let's try this, I told my office manager, you know all those people that come in and want to donate stuff to us? Let's start collecting those and see. Within 3 days, we had filled a 10x10 storage unit.
Well, that was my next question. You just signed on the building, so you've been putting them somewhere else.
Yes, and we bought a cargo trailer that was filled up by a donation from North Platte Hardware, and now it's starting to fill our warehouse. So yeah, we've got a good start on it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And when do you expect this to open up?
Well, we're really hoping, knock on wood, to be able to open on World Habitat Day, which is the first Monday in October. But we've got a little bit of renovating to do to that building. It's where they used to build trusses and stuff, so it needs some TLC.
It's pretty good size, though.
Oh, it's 11,700 square feet.
I mean, if you're building trusses, it's got to be, it's got to have some good size.
And we're going to put as much of that into retail floor space, but we're going to be hiring a ReStore manager and an assistant manager, utilizing some volunteer help in there as well. But it's kind of exciting.
Very good.
It is kind of exciting.
So if folks want to donate anything that they have, lightly used the right word, or how
let's say previously loved.
Previously. That's a good way to put it. I like that. Previously loved.
Previously loved. Give us a call over at the office, 534-6251. You can also email our office manager at northplatthabitat@gmail.com.
Very good.
And she'll make arrangements. We'll even come pick it up.
Very good.
Yeah,
very good.
Yeah.
So the ReStore, again, hopefully opening up in October.
Right.
And obviously proceeds go to Habitat for this.
Yes. Proceeds stay local. And we use all that money to buy supplies and materials to build our houses. And this year we're getting started over on 2nd and McCabe. We've got three amazing families getting ready to go into those houses. And I'm looking for a new construction coordinator. If anybody out there has a little heart and wants to learn some skills, we'll teach you how to build a house.
What's the commitment level on that? I mean,
so the
hourly.
So the way this works is It's not full time. I mean, we're not out there all day long. We get started at 8. Sometimes we're done at noon. Sometimes we're done at 3. We work on Saturdays, never work on Sundays. And it really just depends on how quick you can build a house.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we're really looking for is someone with a lot of patience, because you're working with volunteers. You might be working with a bank teller who's never even held a hammer but really wants to build a house. So you're going to be teaching them how to do that. So a lot of patience, the ability to teach, the ability to learn, and a little bit of heart for the job, because you're working alongside the people who are eventually going to be living in that house. This isn't a, you know, as much as I love our contractors, this is not a normal contracting job.
Right.
You know, because the people that get the Habitat houses have to put in 400 hours of sweat equity time building it. So they're over there. And you get to know them, you get to know their family, you get to know their kids, and you get to be there on dedication day.
A lot of patience and passion.
Patience and passion. Exactly what I'm looking for. So if you've got that, come on over, fill out an application. Let's talk about the job.
Very good. Habitat for Humanity's Daleen Skates joining us again. Their restore is opening up in October, and you got the so now you're going to do some TLC on the building, you said.
Yes, they're going to do a little bit of TLC on the building and keep taking donations, because we want, when we do our ribbon cutting on our opening day, we want that building to be full. Lots of stuff in there.
It's not like you don't have anything going on. It's starting to get nice out, so you're probably starting up on some houses.
Yes, we're going to be digging the holes on April 7th.
Is that when it gets warm enough?
Well, that's the day I picked, so that's the day we're doing it.
Good deal. I think you should be all right. I don't know. I don't know anything about soil temperatures and when you can dig. But
put a jacket on, you'll be fine.
Exactly. Yeah. We've had some pretty nice weather. So.
I know. I was walking my dog last night when it started spitting that snow.
That was odd.
So I made him race home, and then he wasn't very happy when we got there, and it was fine.
And so three houses, right?
Three houses, yep. Over on 2nd and McCabe.
And you're doing those all three at the same time?
Yeah,
roughly?
We are. We're gonna do that differently this year. We're gonna do all three of them at the same time, so that no matter what the weather is, we've always got a project. Yeah. So if it starts raining, we can work inside on this one. If it's nice, we can work outside on that one. So
that's good.
We want to make sure that we're getting everybody in a timely fashion too.
And so you'll probably have your ribbon cuttings and your openings for those homes around the same time.
Well, we'll stagger them out a little bit. So we'll dig all the holes, do all the footings, pour all the slabs, and then put the walls up and close in one house.
Gotcha.
Then do the next one and kind of stagger it out. But we hope to have the first family in by Halloween.
Very good.
Second one in by Thanksgiving, and the third one definitely in before Christmas.
That's awesome. Habitat for Humanity again. Daleen, anything else this morning you want to touch on?
Hey, we've got some fun fundraisers coming up too. We're going to be doing our murder mystery again in July.
Very good.
It's going to be a prohibition theme. So get your flapper dresses and your gangsta outfits out and get your tickets and come to that. And then in September, we're going to be having an anniversary party, because this is our 25th year here in North Platte.
Very good.
Lots of fun stuff going on. We're so busy over there.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, it had to be the gangster. The flappers didn't ever kill anybody, did they?
Well, you don't know. I mean...
There you go. Got to sell it that way. That's right. Daleen Skates with Habitat for Humanity. Best of luck with the restore. Best of luck with all the buildings. Well, by the time we talk to you next year, next month, you're going to have some.
We will be well underway.
You will be digging, and you'll have at least three holes built. We hope. So,
that's right.
Thanks so much for coming in, as always.
Thank you.